This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Mullion Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Always a delight to talk to Zach Zabeman, and he joins us on The Score Hotline, brought to you by Aturo, your all-weather tire, Aturo.com. Zach, good morning, buddy. How are you?
Mully, it's been way too long. How are you?
Oh, living the dream. Absolutely thriving, Zach, to be honest with you.
Great to talk to you, Zach.
Can't believe how well things are going.
Do you have some heat? Because it is freezing outside, by the way. Hi, David. How are you?
Doing well.
I'm very excited about this baseball season. I think there's been a lot of talk about what the Cubs haven't done. But I think sometimes because of that, we don't actually take a look at what they have done. And when you look at that, plus zoom out a little bit, take a look at the landscape of the National League Central. There's a lot to like about the possibilities when it comes to this season, in my opinion.
Okay, zoom out then. Pros and cons of inquiring about Vlad Guerrero Jr.'s availability from the Blue Jays.
There's nothing wrong with that. Absolutely nothing wrong with inquiring. I just think that at this point in time, when I look at the National League Central, and this is what I'm going to say about zooming out, right? I don't think Milwaukee is as good as it was last year.
Right.
You can't look at the Brewers and say that that's going to be the same team. Now, maybe they get an infusion of youth that all of a sudden performs at a high level, but you're asking to replace two guys that were major contributors for that team a year ago. Willy Adames, the shortstop who left in the offseason to sign with the San Francisco Giants, and then they traded Devin Williams, their closer, to the Yankees. So it's a very different team right now than the team that made the playoffs last season. St. Louis right now is in a stage where the Cardinals are trying to rebuild, but they haven't quite done it successfully because they've had to navigate through some of their no-trade clauses, and they're trying to rebuild their farm system. So they're in a rebuild effort in St. Louis. Cincinnati is a team that scares me a little bit because, you know, I look at the hiring of Terry Francona as the manager there, similar to what the Cubs did when they brought in Joe Madden, where you feel like you're ready to take that next step with a lot of young players who are ready to ascend. And Pittsburgh has, you know, arguably the most famous young player in baseball in Paul Skeens, but there's not much around him, and I think they've been on a treadmill for many years. Then you look at the Cubs, and did they do as much as you probably wanted them to do if you're a diehard Cub fan this offseason? No, but they did do enough to make themselves, I think, better than the team that ended last season, and there's a lot more depth on this team, and it's good enough, I think, to win the division.
I think that's a fair comment. I also think that Kyle Tucker is going to have a monster season. I think he's headed to a payday. He knows what this means to him, and he's going to be really good. And there'll be a lot of kind of fanfare around that. I think that when we look at this season, a lot of people are concentrating on kind of what they didn't get done. But if indeed Matt Shaw is as good as advertised, and I don't know if that's the case or if it's going to take longer, but it would feel as if they've got enough and they've got young guys. There's always somebody that could surprise you, that could come out of nowhere and take another step that you didn't anticipate. So I think that's the beauty of prospects. We'll see exactly how it goes down, but I think they could get a hidden help from somebody that we're not talking about right now.
Well, what you're looking to do, and this is where the acquisition of Tucker was very big for them, I think. What you're looking to do is avoid what's plagued them the last couple of seasons. And it transpired, actually, when Cody Bellinger got hurt. You saw the offense go into this prolonged slump. And I'm not talking about just a week or 2 weeks. I mean, we're talking about a month or nearly 2 months the last couple of years where you didn't quite see anything from an offensive standpoint that you needed to put yourself in a position. And then at the end of the year, yeah, they started September. They were in it with an opportunity to potentially make the playoffs, but it was too much to overcome those games that they squandered much earlier in the season with the huge prolonged offensive slump. So having a big-time bat like Tucker, I think, may help shorten those lulls that occurred during the season. In terms of Shaw, I don't know what – I think anyone who tells you that they're confident that they know what he may bring this season, they don't know. How could you with any rookie? So I think that's a little bit of a concern, which is why they went out and tried to sign Alex Bregman. And I'm seeing this stuff on Twitter. You see a lot of stuff on X or Twitter, or all social media, kind of comparing Justin Turner to Alex Bregman. There's no comparison. One is 10 years older than the other. Turner's 40, and while he does give the Cubs a lot of depth, the guy did hit .259 last season. He's an excellent bat, a professional hitter, loads of experience. You know, he's an excellent pinch hitter, hit .254 with a .738 OPS over the course of his career as a pinch hitter. He can play first. He's a DH. Occasionally, you might use him at third, but that's not why you signed him. Bregman was going to be slated as your everyday third baseman. There's a big difference there. You know, now where you do get better is last year off the bench, and really the last 2 years, you were relying on guys like Miles Mastroboni and Nick Madrigal. Coming into this season, now you're relying on guys like John Birdie and Justin Turner. That changes the dynamic a little bit off your bench in the last couple of years. But, you know, to your point, Mully, about guys that may surprise you, Shaw may be one of those guys, but he kind of has to be, because now that Bregman's here, he has to be a contributor. And if you look at everything he's done over the course of his brief professional life, all he's been is a contributor, right? 13th overall pick in 2023, was the AA Southern League MVP, boosted the production when he was called up and moved up to Iowa, where he hit .298 in 35 games, hit .400 for Team USA in that tournament in November with 14 RBIs in 7 games. That's all you can judge him on, is what has he done as a pro so far. And all he's done is hit. They're hoping that can continue. But does Michael Bush take that next step as a professional player at first base, where you get even more than what you got last year, which was pretty darn good both defensively and at the plate? And do you get a consistent Pete Crow Armstrong in center field, where the guy that you saw during the second half of the season returns at the beginning of this season and you don't have two very different halves from that guy? And is the bullpen to start the year significantly better than what we've seen the last 2 years, where you know what you're getting out of spring training, so you don't have to go through a month and a half of trying to figure out the roles for everybody in the pen?
Great Cubs thoughts, Zach. And you are a man for many seasons, though. And tonight you'll be calling DePaul basketball, 7:45 pregame right here on The Score. DePaul welcomes St. John's, one of the bigger surprises in college basketball, 22-4. Rick Pitino, 72 years old, has done as good of a job with St. John's as any college basketball coach in America. How much fun will tonight be?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think it's going to be fun to watch. I don't know if I'm wearing the DePaul uniform, if it's going to be fun. It offers a great opportunity, but it's a daunting task, right? I mean, St. John's has won 11 of its last 12 games, including a victory over number 24 Creighton over the weekend. And DePaul's a lot better than the team that won just three games last season. DePaul's got 11 wins right now, including two in conference play. They lost every single conference game they played a year ago. They're trying to build a new culture with Chris Holtman in his first year as the head coach. But, man, St. John's is really, really good. Elite defensively. They're not the best offensive team, which makes that 22-4 record really impressive that you talked about, David. This was a team that the other coaches in the Big East didn't think was going to be that good, right? They, in the Big East preseason coaches poll, St. John's was picked to finish fifth. They're in first place with that 22-4 record because, and when you watch the game or listen to the game on the score tonight, it just seems as though they've got all these long players that they're that new age positionless group, right? Where everyone looks the same. And it almost feels like they've got six guys on the floor defensively when you're going up against them. They pressure full court. It's just really hard to get into any kind of offensive flow against St. John's because that defense is elite, and that's been the trademark for Rick Pitino for many, many years.
Are they the best team you've seen this year, or have you seen better teams? I'm just saying live.
In person, yes. They're the best team I saw this year. In the first matchup back in December in New York, right. DePaul had its starting point guard back then, a really good guy from Mundelein by the name of Connor Enright, transfer from Drake. And he is one of the best floor leaders. He's second in the Big East in assists, but he injured his shoulders out for the rest of the year. But in that game, even he had difficulty handling the full court pressure that Pitino brings. What's interesting, though, about this St. John's team, Mully, is that usually when you think of that prototypical Rick Pitino team, you think of threes, right? You think of guys who can just knock down threes at will. He was way ahead of the metrics that most of these teams use now, and that's going all the way back to 1987 when he led Providence and Billy Donovan, who was very young back then, to the Final Four. But I think that when you look at this St. John's team, they don't shoot the ball well at all. And yet they still have won 22 games because they don't let you score, and they do a terrific job on the boards. They're just very difficult for any team to prepare for in a short amount of time, and that is something that I think will give them an advantage come tournament time.
Great stuff,
Zach. Thank you, buddy.
Have fun tonight.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
That is Zach Zabin. Always fun to talk to Zach. 312-644-6767. It's Mully and Haw on the score.